For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook. The Larry Nassar scandal has resulted in a slew of investigations, so many that it's hard to keep up with them all. The Michigan Attorney General's Office, the NCAA, and the U.S. Board of Education are all looking into MSU's handling of Nassar. Plus, members of Congress like Senator Gary Peters and Representative Mike Bishop have called for investigations into the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics. The Lansing State Journal's Matt Mencarini has been reporting on Nassar for about 16 months. I asked him what we know so far about these investigations and what we might see come from them.
I think the Attorney General's office investigation has the possibility to be the one that we hear from the most and potentially turns up the most information. The Michigan State Police are working with them. They have a team of prosecutors working together on it. They have subpoena power. They have the ability to get warrants, and they could bring criminal charges if there are any. So I would think that that would be one of the ones that has the ability to get to more records, unredacted, records that might be deemed non-public than other departments might. The NCAA investigation, you know, I don't know how broad their powers are, and I would think that they're limited to things that they oversee, which is student athlete safety. The House has some ability, I would think, when it comes to budgeting and the ability to withhold some funds that might force some records to be turned over. I don't know if they will have subpoena power or if they can simply ask for records to be turned over. The Department of Education would be another one that I think would have broad access to just put any record they want to as it relates to the scope of their oversight, which is Title IX, which a lot of this falls under, since a lot of this happened at the university. And then if the U.S. Congress launches something, I would assume that they would have a lot of powers to subpoena testimony, records, documents, etc.
There's been lists of people going around that might be subpoenaed or talked to in these investigations. Can you talk about maybe one or two key people that you think the Attorney General's office is going to be speaking with?
Just based on the letter that they sent to the university Saturday that spelled out the documents they want and the individual people they wanted them from, William Strample seems to be a focus of the investigation. He was Nassar's boss at the time before he was fired. He was his boss during the 2014 Title IX and police investigation. Nassar and Strample agreed on the protocols put in place for Nassar to return to clinical duties. Strample later told police he didn't plan to follow up on those because the university had cleared Nassar of the sexual assault report. The Attorney General's office wants Strample's work computer, his work cell phone, his calendars, documents related to him, email, text message correspondence, and they want it immediately. They've given a February 9th deadline for most of the records, but they made a point of saying they want Strample's stuff immediately. That, to me, sends the message that he has a particular focus, probably because of the role he played in the 2014 investigation and Nassar returning to clinical duties 16 months before the police investigation ended.
Yeah.
To mention also in the letter, people identified is Luana Simon, Mark Hollis, the former president and AD, who both stepped down last week. They're both mentioned along with Bill Beekman, the acting president, the entire board of trustees, three of the four medical experts interviewed during the 2014 Title IX investigation. So it's really everyone, most of the people that we that have been named in news articles or police reports or lawsuits as having some role in this over the years have been named in that letter at this point.
Also worth mentioning, the ESPN report that came out last week that gave a pretty scathing review of MSU's handling within the athletics department of sexual assault and violence cases. And it called out Mark D'Antonio, the football coach, and Tom Izzo, the basketball coach. Do you think that we're going to see Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio being questioned or coming under more fire in this process?
So Friday afternoon, after Hollis had stepped down and after the ESPN story, is the first, to my knowledge, official public acknowledgement that the AG's office had an investigation underway. And when they put out immediate advisory for a Saturday news conference about it, they did not include the words Larry Nassar in it. It was of MSU. They've said that their investigation is going to look at how the university handled reports related to Larry Nassar, but also systematic or systemic sexual misconduct issues at the university. Whether that extends into the football or basketball program remains to be unknown at this point. The letter they sent on Saturday appears to be people specifically related to Nassar. Nassar's name was in it in terms of text and email communication from all these individuals related to Larry Nassar. They did say it's the first of what will likely be many requests for records. So it's very possible that it extends beyond what happened with Nassar and the university. Definitively where it goes, I don't know at this point, and they might kind of play that by ear in terms of what they get and where their investigative leads take them.
Well, thank you for talking with us, and thanks for your reporting on this.
Thanks for having me.